Alrighty. Hello, my name is Carlos.
My name's Ashley.
And welcome to Speak Your Chaos. This is an anonymous podcast where anybody can speak about anything that they would like to speak about, whether it be personal life, relationships, the past life, if you know that, or anything that's going on in your life, somebody else's life that you want to vent about. Really, a whole lot of anything. So we're going to go ahead and start off with a 21-year-old female who was on a call with her boyfriend, 23. She says somehow the topic of cheating came up. He said something that really caught me off guard. He claimed that cheating can be justified. His reasoning was that if your significant other knows about it, then it's not really cheating. I agreed with that part, saying that in an open relationship where both people consent, it wouldn't be considered cheating. But then he took it a step further and said he could even justify cheating behind a partner's back. He explained that in his view, men do not emotionally cheat and that sometimes they just need sex. So if their needs aren't being met, stepping out of the relationship is justified, especially if they have a family. According to him, it prevents the home from being broken. I was honestly shocked. I told him that doing something like that is so incredibly disrespectful, that it can deeply hurt your partner, and that relationships should be about trust, honesty, and integrity. But he just kept saying that men do not have an emotional attachment when it can just be physical, so everyone ends up happy. I don't know. I'm feeling really disgusted and kind of turned off right now. It's hard to wrap my head around how casually he said all that, acting like he's some philosopher. So, in my opinion, it sounds like either this is not his first rodeo, he's done this before, or he might want more of an open relationship, and this is his way of trying to tell her that he wants to possibly sleep with other people. Maybe he's hinting that he's not getting his needs completely satisfied with her, and he's trying to, he might be trying to tell her, if I do this, it's okay, because you're not meeting my needs, but I still want to be with you. Or what's your perspective?
It just sounds he wants a free pass to cheat because he said it really casually. Because, I mean, she agreed on some of it, but not all of it. So I don't think she's on that same wavelength that he wants her to be on. So he just wants that free pass.
Do you think it's something that she should be considering ending her relationship over?
For sure. If that's not something that she's into, then she needs to get out while she can.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that she's very young. He's very young. He, as a guy that at one point was that age, I will say that we definitely think with other heads, even if we're in a relationship for a longer period of time than I would like to admit. Now, granted, not every guy does, but a good majority do. And if that's what he wants, then he might not be ready in this moment to commit to a relationship, or he might just end up being that type of person that he wants to be with one person forever, but he does want to experience other people. It does sound, though, like she is definitely not about it, and if she isn't, then she needs to get out while she can.
Yeah, she definitely doesn't sound like she's into it at all. If she's already gotten like the ick from him, she needs to be like, "All right, that's my cue to go. You go and find that person that you want to have this type of situation with, and good luck."
Yeah,
Because
it's definitely not her.
yeah, definitely not gonna work out for them at all.
All right, our next topic we have my boyfriend of 2 months gave me a super cute necklace about 3 weeks ago that I absolutely loved. Okay, so 2 months, 3 weeks ago, so like a month and a half they were dating, he gave her a necklace. He told me he was gonna get me something and that he hoped I liked it. I said, "Aw, that's so sweet," and he's going out of his way to get me something. Today I opened a drawer at his place to put something away, and boom, the receipt was there. It said February. I was like, "Wait, but we started dating and we met in March." Bit of a shock, but I approached him calmly and asked, "Hey, I saw this receipt. What happened?" He first shut down, said he bought it for his mom. I called him out and said, I don't believe you. Tell me the truth. Don't lie to me. He ended up admitting he bought it for a girl he had 2 or 3 dates with. It was a Valentine's Day gift prior to me. He then decided he did not want to date this girl. 2 months later, he gives it to me. It was wrapped in a cute gift bag and everything. I told him I need some space to think and went home. He apologized and said he wants to make things right, and he did not really think about it when he was giving it to me. He just still had it and thought I would like it. I feel disappointed, but also not sure if I'm overreacting. It feels odd because he lied about it first, and because he told me he was getting me something, me specifically. Just then found out he never actually did. He picked that gift for a different girl. He had someone else in mind. Just makes me feel not special. Makes me feel like a second choice. All right, what's your opinion?
That sounds like a total pop-out gift that he just figured, I have it, I need to get rid of it, let me just give it to you, and just say I thought about you when I got it, when reality was totally for someone else.
Well, as someone who has done this before, and yes, I have, and I'm not proud of it, I will say that he's probably not proud of it, but I can see why he did it. It might have been one of those things of he didn't want it to go to waste. He's not able to return it. He doesn't want to sell it, so he figured why not. But more than likely, she was never meant to find out. But to me, it does seem weird that he went on a date with a girl, 2 to 3 dates, bought her something, and now he's been with this girl for 1.5 months, bought her something. Or, well, didn't really buy her something, but he's giving her something. The fact that he does this so soon, to me, it's interesting. It's weird, though. I feel like he might be doing it in hopes that, like, that person will stay. Or maybe it's his love language. Gift-giving could just be his love language. I don't know. I do feel like he's, I mean, 2 to 3 dates, 1.5 months, it is too soon to be giving gifts like that. And then it makes me wonder how old they are, because it feels like they're pretty young.
Yeah, it kind of seems like he's still, it doesn't sound like it's his love language, because if it really was, he would have thought of something specifically for her and not re-gift something that was supposed to be for someone else. So I feel like that's his way of keeping them interested in him to continue dating. Because if he bought that after 2 or 3 dates, I think he felt like it wasn't, like she wasn't into him, and he thought, oh, a gift will help.
Yeah, and he probably felt the same about this girl since it's been 2 months, but he gave it to her probably around the 1.5 months mark. And I mean, to lie and just say that it was for your mom, that definitely tells me that he is young. He probably still lives with his parents, which is fine, but he definitely has a younger mentality, and he was freaking out, not knowing what to do. So, moving on from that, we have another one, another submission, which is a little interesting, and maybe you can have a input in this one from your perspective. Am I overreacting, or does my menstrual cycle have a psychic link to my enemies? Here is my thing. I don't get that time of the month every month. It happens, like, at least every 3 months, but every time my enemies go out of their way to make my personal life a constant struggle, my menstrual cycle suddenly begins. What is this? Is this some kind of spiritual sign, or just another medical indication that I need to seek a doctor?
That is a huge sign to go see a doctor and get yourself checked out. It has nothing to do with your enemies. That's just a weird coincidence, in my opinion.
I think it's hilarious, the fact that, first of all, why do you have enemies? What did you do? Who did you hurt? And saying my enemies go out of their way to make my personal life a constant struggle, I think you definitely need to get help with not only a medical professional for your periods, but you also need to get some type of therapy, or you need to figure out what might be going on in life that you have people that you are calling your enemies to begin with. Alrighty, so for this one might be a little bit triggering to some moms out there. So, This seems so stupid, but I genuinely need to know if there's red flags I'm not seeing. I'm a 30-year-old single mom of one. He has no kids. We've been together for 1 year. He bought all of us Pizza Hut tonight. He goes to leave and takes everything. 2 boxes of pizza and 2 boneless wing containers. I ask him if I can have 2 slices because I only consumed 1 piece. My son ate 2 because I've been struggling financially and it could be our breakfast. He says, no, this is my pizza. I bought it. My son even went out to his car after he was leaving and he asked him if he could have some of the pizza. And he said no in a very serious tone, which is what my son told me. Earlier, he made a joke when I asked him to sit closer to me. My love language is physical touch. He said, well, it's not like I didn't buy a whole meal for all of us, which I felt like was an out-of-pocket comment. He could have easily left to his place and bought his own meal without us. I'm always grateful and thankful when he pays for food, but this was so out of character. There isn't one time that he comes over that he doesn't grab from my fridge or pantry, and I don't mind because it's my boyfriend of 1 freaking year. I hate that I brought that card out, but I'm trying to give him perspective that we are a couple and we share things, especially food. He proceeds to slam the pizza in front of my doorstep, then he gets into his car and he speeds away. What do you think?
Well, number one, when he met her, I'm sure she told them, I have a child. They're X age, so they know essentially what's going on. So he can't say he didn't know she didn't have a kid. He was blindsided, especially since they've been dating for 1 year. This kid just didn't pop out of nowhere. So if you're going to buy a meal and you know you're taking it to her house and you know the kid is there, obviously, why are you going to be greedy and then say, I'm going to take the rest with me? Granted, you have that right. Totally fair. But you know your girl is struggling and you can't be even like a gentleman enough to be like, you know what? Let me at least leave you a box or even just a couple slices. That way your kid has something to eat in the morning. I know it's a little tight right now with money and stuff. Let me help you. Because she obviously ain't slapping his hand away every time he gets there and goes straight for her fridge or straight for her pantry. Because I know some people that would do that. So I feel like he's not ready to be in that type of relationship and he needs to, like, leave. She needs to, like, tell him to go.
Yeah, and I don't even think it has anything to do with the kid. I just think that, like, just from what, you know, just from what she said about he took everything and I asked him if we could have, you know, 2 slices for breakfast and he said no. Like, why not? Was, if you're taking 2 boxes of pizza home, what is giving her 2 slices for her and her kid? What does that do to you? Why does that offend you or hurt you or bother you in any way, shape, or form? What does that do to you? And then for her kid, who's clearly old enough to speak and walk and, you know, do whatever, for him to go out to his car, to the boyfriend's car, and ask for the pizza, and you still tell that kid no, I don't know. Well, first of all, I don't think the kid should have gone to begin with. I don't think she should have let the kid go. I think that's a boundary that she should have been like, no, like, don't worry about it. We'll figure it out. I'll figure it out, whatever the case. You don't have to go begging someone for food. But I feel like he did feel bad afterwards, and that's why he left it at the doorstep. But he was being a dick about it, which is him slamming the pizza and then speeding away. But I definitely feel like if that's how you're going to act with her having a kid, that's a red flag. That's a big no. And, you know, you are 30, you're still young. And just because you have a kid doesn't mean that you can't find someone that'll respect you and your child and feed y'all. And like she said, she's struggling right now financially, so that would have helped. And he should be able to understand that. So, I don't know. I say maybe he was having a bad day. Maybe y'all could talk about it. Or maybe it's just time for you to get the fuck out. Especially because you have a kid. And then it also makes me think how soon did he meet the kid? If it's only been, if they've only been dating for a year and he's over with food, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, he has every right to say, like, no, this is for my lunch, but it's two whole boxes. And then the other thing, too, that kind of is, oh, yeah. Another thing, too, that's kind of like a red flag, or at least a pinkish flag, is the comment of, well, I bought us all a meal. Okay, but how many times did she buy food to make for you, or that you were there for that meal that she paid? You don't hear her ever make comments. If you know what I mean? Like, if you got to make that comment, there's obviously a disconnect somewhere that should have been spoken about already.
Yeah, it seems like he might be the, I bought you and your kid a meal, you should be thankful to me and grateful to me and blah, blah. And it's like, no, that's not the way it works. You can fuck off.
Exactly. Because, I mean, she was obviously making it before him. She can make it after him. There's no reason that she needs to be like, oh, thank you so much, my savior. You bought me pizza.
Yeah, and, you know, you don't need Pizza Hut. Fuck him. You can get some Little Caesars, some Walmart pizzas. Hey, it'll fucking do.
Exactly.
All right, next one. Me and my fiance agreed to not like photos or bikini summer photos on social media or gym photos. Today I saw that he did the opposite. He already broke the boundary once and he apologized for it. He did it again recently. I don't know. It always bothers me when my partner likes gym photos on social media or photos or of a girl in a bikini. I'm not fat and I'm not ugly. At least I think so. It just makes me feel some type of way. Should I get rid of it for real and not say anything, or what should I do? I don't think it's that big of a deal if you have talked about it before. If you've talked about it before and be like, hey, I'm uncomfortable with you doing this, and they're still doing it, like she said, we agreed to not like those type of pictures, then, yeah, you know, obviously you feel uncomfortable with it, you feel insecure about it, whatever the case, so you don't want your significant other liking those pictures. It is what it is. Obviously, you know he's looking at them, but you don't want him to express the fact that he likes it by double tapping on the photo or whatever the case. I do agree that that boundary should be respected because it's been spoken about. But I don't really think it's that as big of a deal as she might think it is.
I agree with you on that. Like, just because I know me as a person, I really don't care. Like, you go ahead, like all the pictures you want, like all the bikini pics, all the gym pics, that's on you. That's your preference. But if I've clearly said, you know what, I have some insecurities, like, it bothers me, like, that you're doing that, and you just don't care, and you're still doing it, and you're crossing that boundary, then she definitely needs to reconsider and have that conversation with him. Because it's not about the pictures itself. It's about the boundary that's being crossed that's making her feel uncomfortable. Because I'm pretty sure she has some type of confidence, but she might have a little bit of insecurity. Most girls do. You know? So I feel like maybe that's just a conversation she needs to have with him. Be like, hey, don't care what the picture is. Like, what the picture is, it's the fact that you're liking it, even after I've already expressed, like, I have some insecurities about this, I don't like it, don't cross the boundary again, type of thing.
Yeah, and I also feel like it's a conversation they need to have in the sense of, like, maybe he's not complimenting her in certain ways, or he's not giving her that affirmation, and that's why she might be getting upset, too, of the fact that he's liking other girls' pictures.
Yeah.
All right, the next one is a little bit gross. And remember, it is the summertime. Please wear deodorant. So I work a lot in confined spaces, part of the job. Sometimes we need an extra set of hands in there. Usually I wouldn't care if someone has a bit of body odor at the end of the day because, you know, we all sweat in this job. Recently, this one coworker has been smelling of shit, and it reeks. The other day, I lost my cool when he left the area and made the foreman replace him because I couldn't stand to work another second beside him. Turns out he had shit himself before work, and instead of going home, he just had a bit of a bird bath in the toilet and thought that's good enough, everyone will get used to it. He's angry with me for making a scene and exposing him and embarrassing him. But I feel like he chose that path as soon as he decided not to leave and get a change of clothes or take a shower. So he said foreman, he does some type of blue collar job. Yeah, if you're working, like, I can't stand working next to someone and just being able to smell their pits because they're sweaty and they didn't bother to put on deodorant. So imagine you working in a small space next to someone who shit themselves, still is wearing what they took a shit in, and didn't know. Absolutely, that's unsanitary. That's not healthy. That's nasty. That's fucking disgusting. And then the fact that he took a bird bath in the toilet at work, that's fucking nasty. So I don't blame you for outing the guy and making him basically get sent home. I would too. That's nasty as fuck.
My question is, did he use actual toilet water or did he use the sink? Because that wasn't clarified. I would assume it's a sink. But,
well,
I mean, if he stayed in the shit-stained clothes, so I don't know.
Exactly. I don't. Maybe he did use the toilet, which again, just go home. Just make something up, or just, I don't know, your turtle died, you have to go home. Something, make something up, go home and change and wash your fucking ass. Like, and then imagine if he has to, like, have lunch with them and, like, he said, no.
Yeah, no, that's gross.
Absolutely not. Absolutely the fuck not. Alright, my partner and I have been together for 3 years and have a 10-month-old baby together. At the beginning of our relationship, he told me pretty openly he originally was messaging a mutual friend of ours, just purely looking for friendship. Prior to meeting me, this was over Facebook, which is how we met, over a Facebook group. Originally, I thought maybe he started messaging her because she was pretty and he was single, so why not? Then I came into the picture. He stopped messaging her, and here we are 3 years later. I was looking for something on his phone, and when I opened it, it was already in his Instagram messages. The first message under mine was from this girl that had messaged yesterday. I had to look. My mind just wondered why. The first thing he says is that she's looking good. He hopes she's doing well. She replied of thanks, I'm trying. That was it. End of conversation. Now, I was under the assumption he thought telling another woman she's looking good is borderline cheating. He's made it clear he has strict boundaries there. Now, am I overreacting? Please tell me that I am. So, I don't feel like he's cheating by telling another girl that she looks good. You can compliment other people. I mean, in my opinion, it's fine to compliment other people. Maybe not if you had an interest in them prior, but I don't know. All he said was, hey, you're looking good. Hope all is well. You know, but that also says and shows that clearly he was looking at her Instagram, checking out her photos, and he has a thing, whether it be, you know, some type of physical attraction, whatever the case, he does have an attraction for her. So maybe messaging her wasn't the best idea, but it's not like a, hey, you look good, I want to fuck. So I don't think that it would be considered cheating. And obviously the girl has no interest. She said, thanks, I'm trying. That's it. That was the end of the conversation. So she either has absolutely no interest or she knows that he is with someone. She's clearly a girl's girl, if that's the case. And she shut that down before it could begin. So I do think she's overreacting a little bit, but I feel like, you know, they do have a newborn together. I could see how she could look at it in many different ways because they just started a family. But I do think it is overreacting a little bit. What do you think?
I think it's overreacting a lot of it, not a little bit, mm-hmm. But we also have to take in consideration that she's still dealing with, like, postpartum, like, hormones and all that good stuff, so she's going to be completely out of whack in that sense, but clearly homegirl that he messaged was like, yeah, I'm just trying. And then that was it. There was no like, oh, thanks. You know, I'm doing what I can, but you know, making it sound more flirty. She kind of just like, yeah, thanks. Cool, bro. And left it at that. Obviously she has no interest. And the fact that he just said, like, hope all is well. Like, it didn't sound like he was trying to, like, open that door to get more of a, like, flirtation thing going. It was just more of a, like, hey, I used to talk to you, you know, we knew each other from before. How you doing? Hope you're good. Type of thing. But I can also see that she might be, like, that is, like, him opening the door to try to talk to someone else in a way that it's non-friendship type. So I don't, I feel like she's definitely overreacting. The question is if it's extremely overreacting or like just in general.
Yeah, and I feel like just like with the past ones that we've spoken about, there may be some type of underlying security there that she just needs to talk to him about, and they need to come to some type of middle ground and really figure it out. Speaking of, here's another one. I don't know how to handle just finding out that my boyfriend still watches porn 4.5 years after being together. It's porn, like fetish porn. Brought it up, he said it was a click by mistake. The next thing he knew, he was watching it and enjoying it. He had never looked at anything like that before, but I looked at his phone because I had a crazy dream that woke me up from a complete deep sleep, and he immediately grabbed his phone because I thought he was cheating and looking at recent apps. He had Reddit open with porn, looked up. He was watching it on Reddit. You have to search what you want. He searched some things that were not normal and embarrassing to talk about, so he says. So he didn't really talk about it much. For my girls out there, what do I do? It's been almost 5 years in the relationship, and now I'm finding out that he's into this weird-ass porn that he's reading or looking at on Reddit. I'll leave this one to you.
Okay, so
I think it's funny as fuck.
It's funny. It is funny. I'm gonna agree with you on that. It is hilarious because I was raised with a lot of brothers. I wasn't really around a lot of girls, so I don't see the big deal about it. Like, so he likes some freaky shit. Name one person that doesn't, but that's my opinion. And you went looking through the phone. My thing is always, if you go looking, you're gonna find something, it's gonna hurt your feelings, or you're gonna get the ick. Don't look. You already know, obviously, he's watching porn still. He's a guy.
But you think after 5 years, now she should be finding out that he's watching some freaky shit.
I mean, at least you can say she's still learning something new from him that many years into the relationship. I think it's just because it's not a big deal to me, like, in my opinion. Like, I don't ever see that as an issue. I've not seen why she sees it as an issue, I guess. Now, if it's something that he wants her to do for him, that's a different story. That's a conversation that they need to have. But if it's just something that he's watching just to get whatever kicks he get out of it, then it shouldn't be that big of an issue because she's not being asked to participate in that type of freaky shit, you know?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So we'll go ahead and end it with one more, which is a little nasty. Not in the good way. So I, 24 male, live with my roommate, 25 male, in a two-bedroom apartment. We've been friends since college, and we moved in together about 6 months ago. At first, everything seemed fine. He paid rent on time. He wasn't loud, and we had a very decent system going. We agreed on pretty much everything. Lately, I started noticing this really weird smell in the apartment. I deep cleaned my entire room, the kitchen, the bathroom. It still lingered, and I could not get rid of it, and I could not find it. A few days back, I was vacuuming. The smell was even worse when I was near his room. He was out, so I opened his room and I peeked in. I wasn't trying to snoop. I was just trying to figure out where the hell was the smell coming from and if something had died in his room. I wish I hadn't looked. Under his bed, I found 12 old bottles of water filled with what now I know is pee. Literal urine in bottles under his bed. I was so grossed out, I just left the apartment and stayed at my sister's for the night. When I confronted him the next day, he got defensive and said sometimes he's too lazy to go to the bathroom and it's not that deep. I asked him to please throw them out and clean up his room and clean the carpet. But it's been 5 days. They're still there. The smell is still there. He's also acting like I was the one who crossed the line by going into his room. Now I'm seriously considering breaking the lease and moving out early. My friends are split. Some say it's disgusting and I have every right to leave. Others think I'm being dramatic and that I should give him another chance since he's not hurting anyone. But I feel like I'm living in a frat house, biohazard zone, and I literally gag when I walk past his room. I say if he doesn't clean up the piss, you get the fuck out. One, that's disgusting. That's fucking nasty. You should not be living in, I mean, you're not living in urine. Your area's clean. But the fact that it's lingering and that could bring animals and that could just, how lazy are you? Where is your bathroom? Where is your bathroom that you are so lazy that you cannot, you need a porta potty in your bedroom? Because you can buy a porta potty on Amazon. So that's my thing. Why bottles of water? Why not just go to the bathroom? What are you doing that is so important that you can't walk 5, 10, 15 feet to the bathroom, to the toilet? I don't understand, but I think that's nasty as fuck. And I think that if he, so far he has 12 bottles of water, and they've been together or living together for 6 months. She's just noticing, or he's just noticing now. So when did this start? Was it 6 months ago? Was it a month ago? When did this start? How long has it been going on? And why now all of a sudden, if it just started, why now all of a sudden is he feeling so lazy that he can't make his way to the bathroom? What changed? What changed in his behavior? Is he depressed? But either way, that's fucking nasty. And I feel like that's some type of like health hazard. And I agree, if things don't change, break the lease, especially if it's carpet. Like, that shit's going to stay in there forever. You're going to have to replace the carpet. So I agree, break the lease if he doesn't get it back together.
I have two questions. Mm-hmm. Why is it so many bottles, number one? Number two, why is the odor that strong? Like, are you okay? That's something you might need to go get checked out by your doctor. The other thing is, I wouldn't even give him the chance to clean up, because obviously, if he's saying you're making a big deal out of it, he's not going to clean it up. He has no intention to clean it up. And he was probably going to end up leaving before you could and leave you stuck having to deal with, you know, all that stuff from the apartment complex, like, you know, the cleaning up fee, the carpet, all of that. So I think dude should just pack up his stuff and get out while he has a chance, because I don't think his roommate's going to be cleaning up after himself. If anything, it might get worse.
No, I feel like now, because he brought it up, his roommate's going to go pee on his clothes or something. That's nasty. That's just gross. Okay, there is one more regarding pee, so I figured we would talk about that one too. And this one's a dating one. So I've been dating this guy. Okay, just back to that one. That's fucking nasty. Break your lease, get out. Anyways, so I've been dating this guy for about a month. He's been really nice. I've noticed that he drinks pretty often. That's a quality I don't like, but it wasn't anything too crazy that it really bothered me that much. One night, he had a couple of mixed drinks and took melatonin. I didn't think much of it at the time. I was over at his house, spent the night, we went to bed. An hour after we went to bed, he randomly gets up. I ask him, are you okay? He then proceeds to go to the corner of his bedroom and piss on the floor. I was horrified. I didn't know what to do. I yelled for him to wake up and stop, but he didn't. He emptied the tank completely and then just went back to bed like it was nothing. I got up and went to the couch to gather my thoughts. I then woke him up, he apologized, and he cleaned all of it. Since then, I've just been completely disturbed. I don't believe in getting the ick, but this is definitely the closest thing I've experienced to that. I realize this could be the mix of melatonin and whatnot. Maybe he was sleepwalking, who knows. I can't look past this. I can't stop thinking about it. It's still bothering me till this day. It's just grossed me out so much. Am I overreacting? Should I stay? Should I leave? Should I bother spending the night at his house again? What should I do? We've only been together for 1 month. Well, few questions. One, how old are you? If you're like in your 40s, 30s, and this is happening, what the fuck? If you're in your 20s, if you're even 19, 20, 21, 25, whatever, your boy does not know how to control his liquor, or maybe he just shouldn't be drinking and taking melatonin, which fucks up a lot of people. Or maybe he should just go pee before bed and break the seal. I don't know. But I do feel like the way she described it, it feels like to me like he woke, like he was sleepwalking, went to the corner, peed, and got back into bed. And it's like, I mean, at least he was apologetic and he went and cleaned it up. He wasn't like Mr. 12 bottled guy who clearly doesn't give a fuck about anyone but himself. But I don't know. I don't know. Would I break up with someone over this? Would I do it? I think so. But then it's like, it's bad, but it could be worse. And he was apologetic. He cleaned it up. Maybe just don't stay at his house yet. It's been a month. He could be a serial killer. I don't know. What do you think?
To me, it sounds like he obviously mixed two things that you shouldn't have mixed. And he thought maybe he was in the bathroom, which is why he just went to the corner, did his business, and then went back to sleep. And he woke up and realized what happened. And I mean, if that is the case, then maybe he shouldn't be mixing the two together. But at least he was like, oh shit, I did do that. Let me clean up and hopefully she'll look past it. But obviously she can't. And I don't blame the girl. But to me, that would have been a funny story to like joke about later on. But she, even though she says she doesn't get the ick, she obviously did. And it's early enough in their relationship that she can just be like, yeah, I can't move past that. That's gross. I gotta go and find someone else that can handle their shit.
Maybe she should go date the guy of the roommate of the other guy.
12 bottles?
Not 12 bottles, but the one that cleans the fucking house. Not the one that pisses everywhere. And then 12 bottles and this guy would be good friends. But yeah, no, I agree. I think it was probably just the melatonin. Either that or he was really fucking just wasted. And he thought that was the bathroom. You know, I feel like if he would have had a cat, he would have 10 out of 10 gone for that fucking litter box.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
But no, I mean, I don't think it's that bad. I don't think she's overreacting because I get it. But I don't think it's that bad to where you need to break up with him. I think that it was probably just a shitty circumstance. Could have been worse.
He could have taken a dump in the corner?
He could have taken a shit in the corner. That would have been really fucking nasty.
Honestly, though, but when the way she described it, she made it sound like, I don't know if you remember the scene in Big Daddy where he takes the kid on the side of the building to pee.
Oh, yeah,
it literally sounds like that's what was happening, that he just ignored her and went pee, didn't care if she was there or not, but clearly he was really under the influence and just didn't know what he was doing.
Honestly, he could have just been sleepwalking.
Yeah, that's what my thought is.
Yeah, I think he was just sleepwalking the entire time, went to the corner, peed. But then she woke him up after she sat on the couch and thought about life, and he cleaned it up and he was sorry. And maybe we'll find out if he's ever done that again. Maybe not.
Yeah, maybe he learned his lesson to not mix alcohol and melatonin.
Yeah, or just know your limit. And if you didn't break the seal already, break the seal.
Yeah.
Prior to you going to bed. And push come to shove, they do sell adult diapers. If you can't hold it. Which, you know what? That might actually be a good idea for 12-bottle guy.
Yeah.
That might be, maybe. Yeah. Or they sell those portable potties, too. Maybe he needs one of those.
Well, but he wouldn't use them anyways because you have to empty those out, too.
That's true. But what's he going to do? Just wait till there's fucking 50 bottles under his bed? Like,
probably.
And they're in an apartment. I would just tell the apartment. I would go to the office and be like, listen, this guy's pissing all over. I'm leaving.
Yeah, I would leave. I wouldn't even say nothing. I'd just pack up what I brought and dip. Like, I wouldn't even know.
Yeah. No. I agree. I would be out. I would bounce. I would be very gone. On that note, we are done with episode 1 for tonight. You can catch Speaker Chaos on pretty much every platform, whether it be Apple, whether it be Spotify, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. You can catch us everywhere that you listen to your podcast, even the places that you may not know it's there. Just look us up. We'll more than likely be there. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Appreciate you guys, and have a good night.
Good night.